Life is about core memories, creating moments with your friends, with your kids that you guys will never forget. And we have one right in our backyard here, Atlanta United. I can't stress this enough to you guys. If you haven't gone, it is the most spectacular sports event in Atlanta. The crowd is wild. They never sit down. It is electric. It is an amazing event each and every week. And the games are right down the street. It is Atlanta. Go online, get your tickets today. ATLUTD.com.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Sacha Baron Cohen said, lawyer up, because I'm coming for you, Rebel Wilson.
Really?
If you remember this, a couple weeks ago, Rebel Wilson came out of hiding to talk about this new memoir she's got coming out called Rebel Rising. And she didn't even make you buy the book to tell you who the biggest a-hole she's ever encountered in Hollywood is. She said in bold letters in every headline on all the entertainment sites for a couple of weeks that she thought that Sacha Baron Cohen's behavior towards her on a set of a movie they worked on was just absolutely unacceptable. She like really let him have it. And of course, Sacha Baron Cohen comes out and is like, none of this is true, blah, 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 from a statement. And so now they're really taking it seriously because HarperCollins, who's publishing Rebel Rising, says that they have redacted one page, a single page from their memoir. And that's why they're now pushing back the release date a full month, because now they have to reprint all these books because of whatever she said about his behavior in this book.
Is this the first time this has happened where somebody comes after somebody and they have to republish the book?
I don't know, but there must be enough truth in what he's saying that she's like, okay, maybe I embellish that. I'll take that one out.
Here's what I think happened. I think Sacha Baron Cohen came to HarperCollins or her legal team or whatever and said, I'm going to come with legal action. I'm going to give a defamation. I'm going to say that this is defamation or slander or whatever. And just the legal fees wouldn't really outweigh, even if it is true, you know, because how do you really prove it if there's no footage or receipts or whatever? So I think Rebel and her team were probably like, we already got the publicity from saying that this is in the book. Yeah. Let's just take it back and not put it in the book.
How does this even get through all the editors and the legal team at the publisher? That's what I want to, like, you know, with Britney and her Justin stories as well. I mean, those must have been true. Otherwise, he would have pushed back. But I just don't understand how you can read that. And yeah, it's juicy. So maybe an editor's like, heck yeah, we're keeping this in. But after that, there's got to be decision makers who are like, have we validated this? Is this accurate? Are we going to get hit with a defamation suit?
Really quick, just because somebody doesn't push back doesn't make it true.
Mm-hmm. And I also think
even though Justin didn't push back, doesn't necessarily mean every single thing she said. Like, I'm sure there is validity and she has every right to share her side of the story. But just because he didn't push back doesn't mean that he doesn't have a different version that he's not going to share.
I mean, there are two sides to every story, and there's also the truth. But I would be shocked if an A-list celeb didn't step out with something that really slanders his character like that, saying that's not true in some capacity.
It's very rare where you actually see a celebrity take legal action. They usually come out and go, look, that's not true. Don't buy that book. But the editors and Rebel herself might be going like, you know what, we're going to take the hit here because he's going to deny it and then we'll all move on with our lives. But this dude is like, oh, no, I am defending myself here because this is so untrue. And I also think in a small way, it kind of discredits the rest of the book.
It is kind of funny, too, coming from a man knowing his career, like what he put other people through, you know what I mean, as far as like his pranks and stuff like that, that he would be going in this hard because there's so many people that could have sued him. You know what I mean? Because of his antics over the years.
But this is an attack on his character.
Yeah, but I mean, some of what he did put people in a position. They didn't attack his character, but he attacked other people's characters by putting them in situations that made them look really, really stupid.
Well, they reacted in a real way.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah. So, but what he's saying is that never happened.
This is complete speculation. I'm just trying to get into the head. But he recently went through a divorce from Isla Fisher, his wife of 20 years, who is a redhead actress who plays Shopaholic, if you don't know who she is. She's been in a ton of stuff. I wonder if, like, he's emotionally in such a sensitive place with that divorce. Because that's hard, even if you both agree to it, and even if it's mutual, that when this came out, maybe that's what pushed him over the edge.
Yeah. I mean, he's like, I'm already dealing with one set of divorce lawyers. What's one more to take down Rebel Wilson?
Look, there are some things that I will dig in on. If there was a rumor out there about me that was so untrue and attacked my character, this might be one. But like, if somebody said I did something like that had something to do with like the consent and they were blaming me for something, that is so important to me that I don't care what it costs. All right. If it's untrue, then I defend myself. And in this case, that just might be where his head's at.
I would agree. I mean, I don't know much, honestly, about these people and their histories and their past. But for me personally, yeah, if I was being attacked for something that was that serious, that's the only time I would come outside to defend myself.
Yeah. So now I need Rebel Wilson to release this one page on like a Patreon right. or whatever. I will pay to know what you said. Even if you want to put a disclaimer that none of it is true or that it's all alleged, just put alleged in front of everything. I will cough up some cash for it. So let me know, Rebel. All right. For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
Get it? The Burt Show.